Ezekiel chapter 27. The word of the Lord came to me, Now you, mortal, raise a lamentation over Tyre, and say to Tyre, which sits at the entrance to the sea, Merchant of the peoples on many coastlands, thus says the Lord God, O Tyre, you have said, I am perfect in beauty. Your borders are in the heart of the seas, your builders made perfect your beauty. They made all your planks of fir trees from Senir. They took a cedar from Lebanon to make a mast for you. From oaks of Bashan they made your oars. They made your deck of pines from the coasts of Cyprus, inlaid with ivory. Of fine embroidered linen from Egypt was your sail, serving as your ensign. Blue and purple from the coast of Elisha was your awning. The inhabitants of Sidon and Arvad were your towers. Skilled men of Zemer were within you. They were your pilots. The elders of Gebal and its artisans were within you, caulking your seams. All the ships of the sea with their mariners were within you, to barter for your wares. Paras and Lud and Put were in your army, your mighty warriors. They hung shield and helmet in you. They gave you splendor. Men of Arvad and Helech were on your walls all around. Men of Gamad were at your towers. They hung their quivers all around your walls. They made perfect your beauty. Tarshish did business with you out of the abundance of your great wealth. Silver, iron, tin, and lead they exchanged for your wares. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech traded with you. They exchanged human beings and vessels of bronze for your merchandise. Beth-Togarmah exchanged for your wares horses, war horses, and mules. The Rhodians traded with you. Many coastlands were your own special markets. They brought you in payment ivory tusks and ebony. Edom did business with you because of your abundant goods. They exchanged for your wares turquoise, purple, embroidered work, fine linen, coral, and rubies. Judah and the land of Israel traded with you. They exchanged for your merchandise wheat from Minnith, millet, honey, oil, and balm. Damascus traded with you for your abundant goods, because of your great wealth of every kind, wine of Helbon and white wool. Vidon and Javan from Uzal entered into trade for your wares. Wrought iron, cassia, and sweet cane were bartered for your merchandise. Dedan traded with you in saddlecloths for riding. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar were your favored dealers in lambs, rams, and goats. In these they did business with you. The merchants of Sheba and Rama traded with you. They exchanged for your wares the best of all kinds of spices and all precious stones and gold. Haran, Kane, Eden, the merchants of Sheba, Ashur, and Chilmad traded with you. These traded with you in choice garments, in clothes of blue and embroidered work, and in carpets of colored material, bound with cords and made secure. In these they traded with you. The ships of Tarshish traveled for you in your trade. So you were filled and heavily laden in the heart of the seas. Your rowers have brought you into the high seas. The east wind has wrecked you in the heart of the seas. Your riches, your wares, your merchandise, your mariners and your pilots, your caulkers, your dealers in merchandise, and all your warriors within you, with all the company that is with you, sink into the heart of the seas on the day of your ruin. At the sound of the cry of your pilots, the countryside shakes, and down from their ships come all that handle the oar. The mariners and all the pilots of the sea stand on the shore and wail aloud over you and cry bitterly. They throw dust on their heads and wallow in ashes. They make themselves bald for you and put on sackcloth, and they weep over you in bitterness of soul with bitter mourning. In their wailing they raise a lamentation for you and lament over you. Who was ever destroyed like Tyre in the midst of the sea? When your wares came from the seas, you satisfied many peoples with your abundant wealth and merchandise. You enriched the kings of the earth. Now you are wrecked by the seas in the depths of the waters. Your merchandise and all your crew have sunk with you. All the inhabitants of the coastlands are appalled at you, and their kings are horribly afraid. Their faces are convulsed. The merchants among the peoples hiss at you. You have come to a dreadful end, and shall be no more forever. Ezekiel chapter 28. The word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, say to the prince of Tyre, Thus says the Lord God, Because your heart is proud, and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of the gods in the heart of the seas, yet you are but a mortal and no god, though you compare your mind with the mind of a god. You are indeed wiser than Daniel. No secret is hidden from you. By your wisdom and your understanding you have amassed wealth for yourself, and have gathered gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom in trade you have increased your wealth, and your heart has become proud in your wealth. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Because you compare your mind with the mind of a god, therefore I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations. They shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom, and defile your splendor. They shall thrust you down to the pit, and you shall die a violent death in the heart of the seas. Will you still say, I am a god, in the presence of those who kill you, though you are but a mortal and no god, in the hands of those who wound you? You shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken, says the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, raise a lamentation over the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus says the Lord God, You were the signet of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, carnelian, chrysolite, and moonstone, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald, and worked in gold were your settings, and your engravings. On the day that you were created they were prepared. With an anointed cherub as guardian I placed you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked among the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day that you were created, until iniquity was found in you. In the abundance of your trade you were filled with violence, and you sinned. So I cast you as a profane thing from the mountain of God, and the guardian cherub drove you out from among the stones of fire. Your heart was proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I exposed you before kings to feast their eyes on you. By the multitude of your iniquities, in the unrighteousness of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. So I brought out fire from within you. It consumed you, and I turned you to ashes on the earth in the sight of all who saw you. All who know you among the peoples are appalled at you. You have come to a dreadful end, and shall be no more forever. The word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, set your face toward Sidon, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus says the Lord God, I am against you, O Sidon, and I will gain glory in your midst. They shall know that I am the Lord when I execute judgments in it and manifest my holiness in it. For I will send pestilence into it, and bloodshed into its streets, and the dead shall fall in its midst, by the sword that is against it on every side, and they shall know that I am the Lord. The house of Israel shall no longer find a pricking briar or a piercing thorn among all their neighbors who have treated them with contempt. And they shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, When I gather the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, and manifest my holiness in them in the sight of the nations, then they shall settle on their own soil that I gave to my servant Jacob. They shall live in safety in it, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. They shall live in safety when I execute judgments upon all their neighbors who have treated them with contempt, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God. Ezekiel chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus says the Lord God, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon sprawling in the midst of its channels, saying, My Nile is my own, I made it for myself. I will put hooks in your jaws, and make the fish of your channels stick to your scales. I will draw you up from your channels, with all the fish of your channels sticking to your scales. I will fling you into the wilderness, you and all the fish of your channels. You shall fall in the open field, and not be gathered and buried. To the animals of the earth and to the birds of the air I have given you as food. Then all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because you were a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they grasped you with a hand, you broke, and tore all their shoulders, and when they leaned on you, you broke, and made all their legs unsteady. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will bring a sword upon you, and will cut off from you human being and animal, and the land of Egypt shall be a desolation and a waste. Then they shall know that I am the Lord. Because you said, The Nile is mine, and I made it, therefore I am against you and against your channels, and I will make the land of Egypt an utter waste and desolation, from Migdol to Syene, as far as the border of Ethiopia. No human foot shall pass through it, and no animal foot shall pass through it. It shall be uninhabited 40 years. I will make the land of Egypt a desolation among desolated countries, and her cities shall be a desolation 40 years among cities that are laid waste. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and disperse them among the countries. Further, thus says the Lord God, at the end of 40 years I will gather the Egyptians from the peoples among whom they were scattered, and I will restore the fortunes of Egypt, and bring them back to the land of Pathros, the land of their origin, and there they shall be a lowly kingdom. It shall be the most lowly of the kingdoms, and never again exalt itself above the nations. And I will make them so small that they will never again rule over the nations. The Egyptians shall never again be the reliance of the house of Israel. They will recall their iniquity. When they turn to them for aid, then they shall know that I am the Lord God. In the 27th year, in the first month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, Mortal, King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon made his army labor hard against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was rubbed bare. Yet neither he nor his army got anything from Tyre to pay for the labor that he had expended against it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will give the land of Egypt to King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon, and he shall carry off its wealth, and despoil it, and plunder it, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt as his payment for which he labored, because they worked for me, says the Lord God. On that day I will cause a horn to sprout up for the house of Israel, and I will open your lips among them. Then they shall know that I am the Lord.